How'd they do it? Why'd they do it? Well, today on the Chrysler Group Firehouse channel, the creative team behind the smashing reveal of the all-new Jeep Wrangler at the North American International Auto Show dished the story behind the stunt. Well, if you missed it, after the Wrangler was revealed to reporters at Detroit's Cobo Hall, it left the stage, drove through the show floor, across the lobby, and crashed through Cobo's front window, and finally came to rest across the street on a man-made mountaintop. Here's our discussion with Larry Parrott, Linda Nahas, and Lisa Piggott of Clear Blue, a creative agency in Birmingham, Michigan. All right, so all the reporters just saw a Wrangler smash through the front window of Cobo Hall. First of all, why did you construct the reveal this way, and how'd you pull it off?
Wrangler is the icon of the Jeep brand, and we wanted to come up with a big, exciting, memorable way of introducing the latest iteration of the Wrangler to the international journalists, and at the same time demonstrate Jeep's do anything, go anywhere attitude. And we wanted to capture everyone's imagination. So what we wanted to do was do something that hadn't been done before. So we decided that rather than reveal a vehicle, we were going to let a vehicle break free from Cobo Hall and crash through the glass, drive across the street and up a mountain.
Now, did you get any resistance from any of the parties, whether it was Chrysler or the city or the Cobo Hall or anybody?
Well, Chrysler loved it from the outset.
Yeah, as far as our dealings with Cobo Hall, they were a part of the other glass break. They were actually excited about the fact that we were going to do something like this again, and we had their backing as well as the DADA's moving forward, and everybody seems to be all in on it. Mm-hmm. We like to do great shows in Detroit, and they're all right behind us.
Yeah. Now, Linda, you were talking about the other glass break for those reporters that may not have been around or don't remember. What was that all about?
In the early 90s, when we were mere children, the first modern iteration of the Jeep Grand Cherokee was introduced, and this was before the days of big, exciting press events. And a guy named Bill Abley came up with the idea of crashing in through the glass of Cobo Hall to introduce the fact that this vehicle was breaking into new markets. And it did capture everyone's attention and received an enormous amount of coverage.
What if you could just talk about just the pure logistics of pulling off a stunt like this, if you can take a step-by-step on what you need to do to make this happen. And you already talked about getting cooperation from other people, but just physically, what do you have to do to make it happen?
Well, you go once you have everybody's approval, they're all there to help you through this process. We met with Cobo Engineering, head of engineering over there, took our own technical director in with us, measured out doorways, glass, got in touch with the glass supplier, Christie Glass, who puts the glass into Cobo, and they're contracted to work there. Talked to them, had a meeting with them down there. They're going to work with us to remove the panes of glass that we need to do so we can put in our special glass. We've got special effects, pyrotechnics, best in the United States, working with us on this job. They help us with all the permitting. In fact, pretty much blew away the city of Detroit with all of his credentials and all of his licenses to be able to do something like this. We just talk it through with all the experts and make sure that we're doing everything that we need to do. Then we go back and we check it safety-wise. Is the fire marshal good? Is Cobo Hall good? Is the city of Detroit good? Can we do it? Yes, we can. And then we continue on.
When you're talking about special glass, what kind of glass is it?
It's tempered glass, so that has charges in it. And remote control will set off the charges, which actually explodes the glass before you go through it.
Ah,
and
so
it's just a split-second timing.
Yeah.
That right when the glass is, the vehicle is just about to hit the glass, you throw the charge, the Jeep keeps going, but it didn't really pound into it.
And you're talking about making sure everything is safe. What kind of specific precautions do you take, especially for the people inside the vehicle and who might be around that trying to get that shot?
Well, number one, we need a Jeep with a hard top. And so we think about that kind of stuff so we don't hurt anybody. Security all around the perimeter so that no people can come crossing through right when the charge goes off. Safety glasses for anybody that is nearby. And if we, you know, if we're pushed to do it because the fire marshal feels he should be there, then he will be there right next to us. And we just do what they say should be done to do it correctly.
Sure. What was the most challenging part of trying to put this stunt together? Or I'll put it another way, did you run into any roadblocks, things you said, well, on paper that looked pretty good, but it proved a little more difficult to do once we gave it a shot?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the Cobo lobby that you're not thinking about when we first sat down and met with them. And so we mapped out, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then you find out, oh, well, they're putting the ice cream stand there and they're putting the coat check. And so it kind of, you know, now you're working with other people and it's not so challenging as much as it just is a lot of work. And you got to touch back with a lot of different vendors and people just to make sure that you're not going to crash through the coat racks. You know, you show up and there they are. It's like, oh, no. So it's just, you know,
yeah,
being precise.
Yeah, you don't want some guy running after his raincoat on the hood of the car,
exactly,
right?
Okay. Yes.
The kind of glass plays into it a lot. What Linda said about tempered glass is really important. We've used it before, and it tempered glass breaks into little pebbles. It doesn't break into sharp edges. And when these explosive squibs fire, they fire into the bottom of the panes of the glass. So when we say explode, it fires bolts in there, and essentially the glass panel collapses on itself downward. So it doesn't explode outward, it collapses downward.
So is this kind of the way they would do it in a movie, if they wanted to do this in a movie?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When we used this, we broke some glass in Geneva last year with Dieter, and the people who helped us were the same, very same special effects people who did all of the exploding glass for all of the Godfather movies.
Okay, so do the toll booth scene?
You bet.
How do you rehearse something like this without giving away the secret?
Well, one of the things we do is we definitely have it at night, so we're not going to do it when a lot of people are downtown Detroit. Luckily, that time of the year, at night, it's snowy. There are not going to be a lot of people, you know, wandering around the streets of Detroit, so we're actually doing it at 8 o'clock at night. We'll have a few of the executives there with us to rehearse, and we'll also be, you know, teching it out prior to that day so that we'll know exactly what we need to do, and hopefully it won't take hours upon hours to get it right. You know, you only can do so many panes of glass. We're going to break it once and it works, and then we're good to go for the next day. We'll replace the panes of glass that night so that no one will see it the next morning, and it'll look normal for everybody else.
Sure. Larry, you were talking earlier about how back in the early 90s, when the Grand Cherokee stunt was done, things weren't quite as elaborate as they are now. How much pressure is there now for a company like yours to top yourselves each year and try to grab attention from everybody else trying to become the shot of the day like we're sure this one will be?
Well, the competition at an auto show like the Detroit North American International Auto Show is ferocious. You have upwards of 30-some brands all competing for a limited number of front pages and lead stories and TV news shows. So the responsibility, the challenge is at once it's fun and it's daunting, because we hopefully, working with our wonderful clients Jason Vines and Rick Denno and his staff down at the Chrysler Group, we've developed a brand identity among journalists that you don't want to miss one of the Chrysler Group shows, because if you miss it, chances are you're going to hear about it later. And that's great. But at the same time, we now have a responsibility to make good on that brand identity and to maintain it.
Sure.
I think every year there becomes more pressure within Clear Blue itself and also with our clients. I mean, we want to always top the last thing that we did. you know, we've gone up a building, we've gone out of planes, and now we're crashing through glass again. What else can we do that's going to be extra special next year and also keep our clients happy? We need to make sure that we're always getting the headlines. The main thing that we're doing is trying to see what is that photo op going to be. That is what you're aiming for. When we start off with the creative, the first thing we're thinking about is, what is that tagline going to be? What is the press going to want? And that's kind of what we start with and work backwards.
Okay.
Our mission statement at Clear Blue is exclamation with a point. And what that means is fun, exciting, memorable, but for a reason. So everything we do has to be founded on the brand. It has to be right for the brand. It can't just be a big noise for the sake of making a big noise. Mm-hmm. The noise has to be exactly right for that brand.
So you're already talking about next year? You're already thinking about that?
We're already working on Geneva, which happens in February, and New York and Chicago. The creative is already coming together for those right now.
So you can never really rest, can you?
We don't want to rest.
There it is, the story behind the glass-smashing debut of the all-new Jeep Wrangler. Thanks for listening to the Firehouse Channel, a service of the firehouse.biz, the Chrysler Group's blog for journalists and auto industry analysts.